The Torah content from now through Pesach has been sponsored by the Kofsky family in loving memory of Adira, who loved big ideas and asking big questions.
Okay, so I don't know how aware everyone is of the Liros and Laharos thing. Yeah. So I think people take it up to a certain point, but we're going to take it a little bit further than we usually do. Okay, so the halacha in the Shelat, which we're going to compare to the Diffus, is b'chol devador chayv adam laharos es atmo kiluhu ba'atmo yata ata mishubim mitzrayim. In each and every generation, a person is obligated. How would you translate laharos?
To laharos, to make scene.
Yeah, to make scene. Literally, to make scene. To demonstrate or to appear, make oneself appear as though he himself now went out of the subjugation from Egypt, of Egypt. It says he took us out from there. And that's the diuk, is that us, not, it should say he took them out of there, but he took us out of there. Regarding this, it was commanded in the Torah, you shall remember that you were a slave. Now, if I ask you what context you think that appears in, do you have any guesses? Yeah. But not knowing anything else. I think actually Nechama Amri has a different list. Yeah, so it's a trick question because, first of all, I believe Nechama Amri says, there's many psukim. Okay, right? And if you look at them, they are not all... my whole number is a little annoying. Hold on a second. 514 is.
Is it just because you're seeing that? I was like, it's actually on that.
Okay, hold on a second. Shabbos, that's one. Zachar Taki Evad Ha'isa. Another one is 1515, which is the requirement to give your slave good stuff when he leaves. Okay, another one is 1612, which is Shavuos. Okay, the mitzvah of Shavuos was...
Shavuos is in the holiday?
Yeah, the holiday, yeah. Which is weird in Parshas Re'eh. I think that's the only one that it emphasizes Yetzias Mitzrayim, if I remember correctly. I just missed the number. 2418. V'tzachar Tekev, this is with Losate Mishpat Ger Yasom V'almana. Right, or Ger Yasom, right? So not abusing the Ger and the Yasom. And then 24, another one with the, what do you call it? The agricultural tzedakah stuff. So I believe Shelat, not Shelat, Yad Pshuta says that this is the Rambam's own reason that he's supplying here, that whenever the Torah says, V'zachar Tekev Ha'isa, you say it's harkening back to this idea. In other words, this is not just a halacha in Yetzias Mitzrayim, in a Sipur, but it's everywhere. As if you yourself were an Ebed and you went out to freedom and were redeemed. Yeah.
Legally Singapore, I guess it's going to be legally Singapore. It's just it's like generic thing where it's totally like, based the authority of the Bishops and the fact that we served them off of Yetzias Mitzrayim.
What do you mean by basing the authority?
As in, the reason we do this is because if you go to Egypt, that's where you're bound in
this. Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah. I'd actually have to look at the context for each one of those to see whether it is the basis of the commandment or the purpose of the commandment. Mm-hmm. We'd have to see. But I mean, it's a legitimate question. Okay, so that's in the Shelat version, Laharos. Okay, now if you look at the Diffus, it's also Laharos. Okay, by the way, I'm color coding it. Blue is Laharos. Okay. So everything seems fine. Okay. But
that footnote says no.
Wait, what footnote?
22.
Oh no, 22 says, okay. So 22 says bet to Liros. So I knew someone was gonna ask that. So the I also looked it up also. So the key is that Aleph is a first order Mishnah Torah, which means it was made from the Rambam's copy. Okay. It's a second order Mishnah Torah, which means it was made from a copy from the Rambam's copy. And this is Bet 2, which is a manuscript, a Middle Eastern manuscript that we don't know who wrote it, but it was in the 13th or 14th century. and it's a partial copy. So that is the only one that says it. So this is strange, which means that this is, I mean, it doesn't mean this, but you know, probably Laharos is the right one because it's in the first orders and even in the Dufas. Okay. However, if you go to Perek Ches, oh, and also, do we know the difference between Zayin and Ches?
In the
Chavetz Chametz. So Zayin is when he tells you what the theoretical halachos are, and then Ches is where he tells you how to do it. Okay. And then after Ches, or part of Ches, is this the Nusach of the Haggadah.
Right.
So in the Haggadah, we say this line, and here you have in the Shelat version, boom. You have Chayav Adam. Okay, so that's still consistent. But in the doofus, you have just a search. Oh, that's the wrong one. Wait, oh no, sorry, that's the wrong one. Oh, I have Liros. Okay. So in the Nusach of the Gada, it's switched in doofus. Okay, now I used to think that. And then there are a lot of people who like will treat this as a stira in the Rambam and then like proceed to explain it. Okay, because they think that in the halachos he says laharos, and in this the Haggadah he says liros. Okay, and I used to take that seriously and be like, oh, it's a stira, and then I was like, oh, this is just a doofus. Okay, but then I realized that there's another place where the Rambam would address it. Okay, which is, well, let's see what this says here. Sadi Gimel. So here you have in that second manuscript it's liros. And then also in the Dufus and in the Kafach, okay, it is Liros, okay? Now you might think, well, Kafach, what happened, okay? And by the way, in the Kisveya Temanin, which Alator also has, by the way, in case you want to know, it says it's also Laharos, so that must not be Kafach's one, okay? But there's another place, okay, which is in the Mishnah. Okay. In the Mishnah, it says in Psachim Yud Hey, our version says Chayav Adam Liros, and the Rambam's version says Chayav Adam Liros. So now you actually have a real steer, right? Because the Rambam himself in the Mishnah has Liros, and in the Mishnah Torah, consistently in the good ones, has Laharos. Okay, so the question is, what do we make of that?
And like the Armishah.
And Armishah also says that, yeah, yeah. Oh, and let's look at the Kaufman. Have we talked about the Kaufman? I talk about this all the time in my Pirkei Avos Shir. So the Ksaviyad, I mentioned in a Sunday Shir, the Ksaviyad Kaufman is the most accurate text of the Mishnah. So I haven't seen what it says. It doesn't mean that it's the correct one, but it is the, they say it's the most accurate. Chayav does not have it.
That would be
not. That is, okay, I guess it doesn't have it. Woo! Okay. Anyway, yeah, strange. Very strange. Never seen that before. Okay. Let me just look up, just make sure it's not like a Liros and Laharos. Okay. It doesn't have it. Very odd. I have not checked the Toseftas yet. Okay. I don't know if like it would be there. Okay. So I'm going to show you two answers. Okay. One is Kafach, which is a creative answer that I don't know if it's sketchy, but it's definitely creative. Okay. So he acknowledges the discrepancy because he says, Hashar divir, okay. Elisha Mishnah, Shabbat Mishnah, Gam B'Ksav Yad, Rabino Atmo Kasav Liros, V'Kan, V'Gam Nusach HaHagadah, K'Sav Yad Teiman, Tziv Laharos. Right, so that's a contradiction. U'V'Kach Lamadnu Rabino Heach Likro Es HaMishnah. So the Rambam is telling us how to read the Mishnah. Lamad Liros, Nikuda Patach V'Lochirik. So he's saying you should not read it as Liros, but Laros. Okay, Vakavana. So I guess Laros means to show. I guess it's like Laharos. I don't really know enough grammar to tell whether this is a good idea or not. But here's his idea. Vakavana, Shehis Pa'aluso Alitsuso, Visimchas Libo, Mishikru Nafsho, Verucho Min Ha'alilios, Usafiheha, that the person's emotions of joy and the gladness of his heart at the freedom of his soul and his spirit from the misfortunes and their offshoots, the shikru gufo and the freedom of his body, min ha hismachrus la'avdus l'chosugeha, from being subjugated to servitude in all of its categories, shrichim lios boltim they need to be expressed vidnibatim and visible velorak b'sisri levavo, and not just in his heart. So he's trying to say that really it is the real chiyuv is liros, but the shear of liros is it has to be visibly manifest. So there's, you know, there's a concept of like a kiyum belev, right, of like simcha or an avelus, but not all kiyumim belev are necessarily visible. Here he's saying though that it has to be, it has to reach the point where it's visible, which is a very nice idea. Whether it's an explanation for what the Rambam was like trying to do by like writing this one, that I don't quite buy, that he like wrote it in the Mishnah in one way and then in the Mishnah Torah in another. Like, and I don't know enough about the Rambam, whether he deliberately changes the wording of the Mishnah to express his ideas or not. Like, I just don't know enough to say whether that's like too bold of a change. Yeah.
Basically, what I'm saying is that the Rambam felt that liros was a common mistake someone might make. So he had to just change it because he thought people, if you just wrote liros, people make the same mistake. They're making the same all the time with the Mishnah.
Right. But it's not just a mistake in reading it, but it's also a mistake in what you're supposed to do. And that's why the Rambam does go on, which we won't have time to do today. He does go on to say, I wanted to read two more things. Is lefikach kishesoy adam b'lal lazet tzarich leachol b'lishos hu mesiv derecheros b'lachad v'echad bein anashim minashim chayav lishtos b'lal lazet arba kosos shal yayin. So he holds that the heseva and the arba kosos is an expression of the liros that has to be visibly manifest. Okay, and I think that's what the Yad Pshut is going to say. Let's see. We're not going to read the whole Yad Pshuta, but he says, okay, so he also acknowledges the difference, and he says, "Umosi v'leha shalom maspik liros es atmo kilu huyata." The Rambam is adding, it's not enough just to see yourself as though you left. Ela tzarich gan lomar es hadavar b'fe male. You need to say it with a full mouth, meaning I guess with meaning. Hari should tzarich laharos es atmo kilu hu ba'atmo yata. You need to show as if you left Mitzrayim. Ur egam yushami psachim, where it says, Amar Rabbi Levi, Ulefisha derech avarim lios ochlim me'omed, since it's the derech of servants to eat while standing, lakan lios ochlim mesubin lehodia, leharos, shiatsu me'avdas lecheros. So it says that here we need to eat while we are reclining in order to make known, which the Yad Pshuta is saying that's where the Rambam gets leharos. That has to be a manifestation of your seeing yourself, shiatsu me'avdas lecheros. Yeah. And then he says, "Umiata harchava husif." Sorry, "Umidai to harchava harachava husif beinu udbir al yinizev al davrzet tiva hakadosh baruch hu b'torah zekarta kiyev ha'isa." Einzo mitzvah nosefes. This is not a new mitzvah of remembering that you're an eved. Ela bir b'mitzvah says a horasi amazeh asher yitzasim b'mitzrayim. And then he goes into the more nevuchim, which we're not going to do today. And then he makes the point I made about lefikach. Yeah. So either way, it does seem to be that the Rambam holds that it does have to be manifest, and he does hold that the Mishnah says liros, or at least is written liros. Whether you buy Kafek's thing of laros, or whether you just buy the explanation that it's a kiyum belev that has to be manifest, I think that's like the best explanation. I mean, like, you're going to get to the same point, you know? I also want to do public tshuva about speaking Lashon Hara against Rav Nachman yesterday. So the whole thing I said about Rav Nachman asking his servant if, you know, if... Rav Nachman said to Daru Avde, Avda demapi le mare lecherus v'yahiv le kasma v'dava mai bai le meimar le amar le bai le duya shvuche. Right. So, what would a servant do if his master freed him? And I said it's kind of a mean thing to taunt him that way. So the Yad Pshuta says, Mistaber shedaru ze shichru Rav Nachman. It's mistaber that Rav Nachman did free his servant Daru. Lachin pana elav b'she'elazon. That's why he turned to him with this question. Ilu lo shichruro. If he did not free him, hayabakach onas devarim ugrimas tsar v'agmas nefesh. Then that would be a verbal oppression and causing pain and anguish. V'ein lahalos al hadas kazos. We shouldn't even think that he would do such a thing. And remember, this is actually like an iser in terms of how you treat the Eved Kanani, which we'll just end with for today. In Avadin, I think it's at the very end of Avadin. So he says, yeah. Chachamim harishonim hayu nosnim le'eved mikol tavshil v'tavshil shayu ochlin. The early sages would give to their eved some of every cooked dish that they would eat. U'makdimim mazon habehemos v'havanim al su'udas atman. They would feed their animals and their servants before themselves. Hari Omer Keini Avadim Ayada Nehim Keini Shivcha Ayad Gibirta. Like the eyes of a servant to the hand of their master, so are the eyes of a like the eyes of a maidservant to her mistress. And then we say Kain Inu El Hashem Elokina Ad Sheachanina. So that's another key of a halakha bedrachav, right? Seeing those everywhere now. V'chein lo yivazuhu v'lo biyad v'lo bedvarim. You should not scorn him either. I've never seen that biyad, scorning someone with a hand. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, or with words. La'avdus masar nukasav lo labusha. The Torah gave him over to Avdus, not for shame. V'lo yarbe alav tzaka, because you shouldn't shout or get angry at him excessively. Eli yidabri imo benachas v'yishma tanosav. You should speak with him gently and listen to his complaints. This is also one of the explicit things that Eov praised himself with when he was talking about his good ways. Im emas mishpat avdi, did I despise the justice of my servant Amasi and my maidservant Berivam Imadi when they were quarreling with me? Halo v'beten oseni asahu v'yichonenu berechem echad. Were we not made in the same womb? Meaning, I'm a human being just like they are, or they are a human being just like me. Vein ha'achzaris v'ha'azos metzuya ela begoyim ha'arelim. Cruelty and brazenness is only found in the uncircumcised goyim. While Zarah shel Abraham. Was it?
I was wondering who's
going to
bring in
Zarah shel Avram. Oh yeah, Zarah shel Avram Avinu v'him Yisrael she Hatorah v'tzivam v'chukim u'mishpatim tzadikim. But the seed of Avram Avinu and their Israel, who God bestowed upon them the goods of the Torah and commanded them in the chukim u'mishpatim that are righteous, rachmanin him al kol. They're merciful to everyone, even to bugs giving them CPR. V'chim v'medino v'medosav shel Kosh Baruch Hu shetzivan l'hidamos ben who omer v'rachma v'kumasav. Oh, there you go. I didn't realize he quotes that there. Same thing in the Megiddus Kadosh Baruch Hu that we are commanded to emulate. He is merciful on all of his works. We read that in Tzedakah also.
Yeah.
I have given. That is a different one. Yeah. No. That was in the year. That's the year Hanidachas, right? I remember we did this because the anyone who hides his eyes from giving Tzedakah, it's as if he is. Ovid of Odozara, and that was the pasuk that they quoted.
Oh, okay.
I think that he quoted. Yeah, yeah. So I think that's the basis of this. Is not just my point in quoting that is that the upshoot is not just giving a stam being malamed zechus on Rav Nachman. It's like it'd be usher for, you know, it's against the midas chachamim harishonim and zarosh Avraham to like just taunt your servant like that. Yeah.
It still leaves a question of if the case was Rav quoting that.
No. The Rav is not quoting that. No. The Abshut is quoting that.
No. Then the Ramam quote that you should point out to your servant like that.
Yeah, right. Yeah, but that's I see, pointing out the Evid is different than asking the Evid, what would you do if your master freed you and then not freeing him? You know? Like, it doesn't even necessarily mean that like you're engaging the Evid in the conversation. You're right. Pointing out to your Ben Tipesh, you know. So I think that there's no need to say that you know the Ramam is expecting you to free your servant, but with Daro, then that's a different story. Yeah. Okay. Very good. So I guess I don't know what day it is.
It's Thursday.
It is Thursday. Yeah. Okay, fine. So we'll see where we are at next week. What a week. What a week. Okay.
Yeah. All right. How are you feeling in general?
If you've gained from what you've learned here today, please consider contributing to my Patreon at www.patreon.com/Rabbi Schneeweis. Alternatively, if you would like to make a direct contribution to the Rabbi Schneeweis Torah Content Fund, my Venmo is @Matt-Schneeweis, and my Zelle/Chase QuickPay and PayPal are MattSchneeweis@gmail.com. Even a small contribution goes a long way to covering the cost of my podcast and will provide me with the financial freedom to produce even more Torah content for you. If you would like to sponsor an article, shiur, or podcast episode, or if you are interested in enlisting my services as a teacher or tutor, you can reach me at rabbischneeweis@gmail.com. Thank you to my listeners for listening. Thank you to my readers for reading. And thank you to my supporters for supporting my efforts to make Torah ideas available and accessible to everyone.